Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
早上好，每一位。
Every morning when I turn to the newspaper and read the headline, all the bad news.
每天早晨，当我翻开报纸的时候，我读到的都是不好的新闻标题。
And then in the evening, I want to watch TV and listen to the news again.
晚上的时候，我看电视，我也看新闻，又听到了
bad news and bad news.
又听到了不好的消息。
For the last few months, everything we heard and read about this country and this world are bad.
过去的几个月里面，我们所听到、我们所读到的，都是有关这个国家的不好的消息。
The housing market. Bubbled.
住房市场崩溃。
A lot of people couldn't afford to pay the mortgage, so their houses were foreclosed.
很多人付不起房屋贷款。
And then if you have invest in market stocks,
如果你投资了金融市场，市场一落
6,000 or something.
有六万个亿左右。
And then if you work for a company, you have a 401k or something.
如果你在公司里面有401k 这个退休计划的话,
and you have lost their value.
你也是损失惨重。
Even we have a new president in the administrations.
即使我们有一个新总统,
and we still don't know where he's leading us.
我们也不知道他会把我们带到哪里去。
And then we, as we look at wide circle around the world,
当我们在世界周围张望的时候,
economic situation is just as bad as this country.
所有国家的经济形势就跟这个国家一样的坏。
Even in our motherland, it depends on a lot of exports to US and Europe. Manufacturers have to close down.
即使是在我们祖国，也有很多的这些制造业，其他的，包括在美国、欧洲，所有的工厂制造都在削减。Because
U.S. and Europe cannot afford to buy a lot of things exported from China.
因为美国、欧洲现在没有能力从中国大陆购买这些货物。So
the picture is very bad.
整个景象是非常的凄惨。
Even the very famous Christian magazine called Christianity Today,
即使是全世界有名的基督教杂志，基督教，今日基督教。
The recent issue, they have articles of the depression epidemic.
他这里讲到这个衰退的大灾难。
And then they have a sad face, not a happy face anymore.
这上面有一个很不太happy的这个面容。
So what are we going, Christian, what are we going to do to face this situation?
作为基督徒，我们怎么样来面对今天的情形？
I wish I were young just like these young people again.
我希望我就像后面坐的这些年轻人一样年轻。
They don't have to worry about the future.
他们一点都不用担心他们的未来。
They depend on their parents to supply their needs.
因为他们依靠他们的父母来获得一切。
But if you are going a higher grade, if you are in high school, you will begin to worry.
但是如果你已经上了高中，你就要开始担忧了。
You worry when I graduate from college, is there any job waiting for me?
你就会担心，当我从大学毕业的时候，有没有工作？
And then when I retire, sometime you know, the social security is all gone. No money paid will be paid to me.
你也会担心，当你退休的时候，你的这个社会保险还有没有？到那个时候，社会保险是不是都已经都用光了？
So everyone is worried.
所以每一个人都在担忧之中。
Including Christians.
包括基督徒。
You will ask, why, why, why?
你也许在问为什么这一切的发生是为了什么？
And sometimes things happen, tragedies, illnesses happen in your own family.
所有的这些都也可能发生在你的家庭当中。
All of a sudden, you are good.
你
You don't feel good.
你不觉得啊，觉得不舒服了。
And you went to see the doctor.
你去看医生的时候。
The doctor said, "I'm sorry to tell you."
医生就会很遗憾地告诉你。
You have cancer.
你得癌症。
How are we going to face this situation?
让我们怎么来面对这样的情形呢
？I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
Why doesn't God care for me?
为什么？神不照顾我，不看顾我。
Last month, February the 2nd, my wife was driving by herself on the road.
上个月二月二号的时候，我的太太她一个人在开车。
All of a sudden,
突然
she was hit at the back by a truck.
她的车的背后被一辆卡车撞上了。
And then, she swerved the car to the left hand side.
她的车歪到了左边。
And then she hit the island between the street.
他撞上了隔离岛。
And then her car went into the sidewalk.
他的车
on the other side.
跑到了路的另外一边。
And hit the fence.
又撞到了围墙。
And good thing the cars coming to on that side stopped fast enough.
幸运的是最对面开来的车，很快的就停住了。
So they didn't hit on head on.
他们没有来一个对头撞。
However, because of the bumpy, her spinal cord part of it was fractured.
因为撞车的缘故，所以她的脊椎脊柱有一部分的骨折。
And right away, some people called the 911. The ambulance came.
很快，有人打911，救护车开来，把她送到医院。
For several days, she couldn't turn because. The nerve was hit by the spinal cord.
不能够转身，因为他背后的神经被这个骨折的碎片所刺激。
And then the doctor said, "One, the first doctor said,
well,
you need surgery."
你需要手术。
But I tell you, the chances are 50-50.
但是我告诉你，机会只是只有痊愈的机会只有一半。
If you're lucky enough, you'll be able to walk again.
当然，如果你很幸运的话，你还照样可以站起来行走。
If the surgery is, you know, is not successful, you'll be on wheelchair for the rest of your life.
如果手术不成功的话，你的余生就会在轮椅中度过。
We begin to worry.
我们那个时候就开始担忧了。
I thought to myself, my wife has been taking care of me for 45 years.
我对我自己说，我的太太照顾我45年了。
Well, I may have to take care of her for the rest of her life to pull her down.
也许我就要用我来要照顾她的余生了，坐在轮椅上。
So some other doctors will recommend to us.
其他的几位医生也来给我们做出建议。
From Minnesota, from Austin, to help us solve all the problems.
我的儿女从明尼苏达从奥斯汀回来，来解决这个问题。
There was one expert. He could, you know, operate in for spinal cords.
有一位专家，他是来做脊椎的处理。
But after he heard it was an auto accident. He refused to take this case.
但是他当听说这个是车祸造成的，他就拒绝来了。
Because he doesn't want to be involved in lawsuit.
因为他不想卷入这个车祸的纠纷当中。
He has to attend the court to go to the court.
因为他必须要上法庭作证。
And he will be the witness about the operation and so forth.
他必须要作证手术的过程。
So he said, "Well, it takes me too much time. I don't want to take this case."
他说这太花我的时间了，所以我不想做了。
And then later on,
后来
one good friend recommend another doctor.
我们的另外一个好朋友又推荐了一位医生。
And my two sons are, get onto the internet and find out whether that doctor is qualified or not.
我的两个儿子从网络上找到有关这个医生的信息。
And one day. My sons and I went to his clinic and talked to him.
有一天，我的儿子说，我去访问了这个医生，到他的诊所里面去看他。
He said, "This is a simple procedure."
他说，这个是个很简单的一个治疗程序。
He said, "I have performed 700 this kind of operation.
医生说我已经做了700例这样的病例了。
They were very successful.
他们都非常成功。
He showed us a chart, and he said, "All I do is to do two holes in the back."
他给我们展现了一张图。他说我只在背后钻两个洞。
And then, we ballooned inside the spinal cord.
然后我们就在脊椎里面。把要里面置入气球。
And then the spinal cord joint will lift up.
然后气球就会把这个骨折，把这骨折骨片给撑开。
And then we will inject cement into between the hole.
然后我们会注入一些骨水泥进去。
And then it will heal.
让它们愈合。
And the nerve will not be hit by the spinal cord.
这样的话，脊髓的神经就不会受到损伤。
So we took his advice.
是啊，我们就采纳了他的意见。
So after the operation, he said.
手术之后。
Next day you can start stand and walk.
以后你就可以站立起来行走了。
So he did perform operation.
所以这位医生做了这个手术。
It was a miracle.
真是一个奇迹，神迹。
God's grace using the doctor's skill and so many people pray for her.
跟神的恩典，又有这么多人为他为我的太太祷告，真是神迹。
Because of laying on the bed for so long,
因为
他
躺在床上已经躺了很久。
And all the back, the muscles on the backside shrunk.
所有背部的肌肉都已经萎缩。
So she cannot stand up and walk too long.
她现在能站起来，但是不能行走很久。
And she had to go to rehab center for another 12 days to exercise.
她要必须到康复中心去进行12天的康复训练。
Now she's back at home.
现在她已经回到家了。
Still painful.
虽然还有点疼痛。
She's able to walk.
但是她已经能够行走。
And after this tragedy, we learned a lot of lessons.
这个悲剧之后，我们真是学到了很多功课。
God does care for us.
神真是看顾我们。
God answers our prayers.
神答应我们的祷告。
And we have experienced so much love and kindness from Christian friends.
我们也经历了这么多来自基督教基督徒朋友的善良、良善、美好。
The ladies in the church take turn to bring food for to us.
教会的姊妹们轮流给我们准备食物。
Ever since I got married, I don't know how to cook.
自从我结婚以后，我都不知道怎么煮饭。
All I know is to boil a kettle of water.
所以我会做的只是烧一壶开水。
So every day, Christian friends brought food.
所以每一天弟兄姊妹们都给我们带来吃的。
So I enjoy the food tremendously.
我实在是非常喜欢他们准备的饭菜。
And you know Chinese, they are very careful, lovely, to cook soup, 补汤。
你知道我们的中国家庭真是在煮这个补汤的时候非常的在意和经验丰富。
We have experienced so much love from brothers and sisters.
我们经历了来自弟兄姊妹的爱。
Yes, Christian sometimes cannot avoid disasters, tragedies, and things like that.
是的基督徒并不能避免这些车祸和其他的灾难。
And we sometimes begin to question God, why?
有时候我们就会问神为什么这些都发生在我身上。
If you are in that kind of situation, to have doubt in your mind.
如果你是处于这种状况，你在怀疑你的神。
You are normal Christian.
你是正常的基督徒。
You are not a bad Christian.
你并不是一个坏的基督徒。
But you shouldn't stand. You shouldn't stop there.
但是
on doubting God.
你必须停止怀疑神。
Now this morning, I'd like to share with you.
今天早上我要跟你一起分享。
A man of God, he has gone through these problems.
一个神的仆人，他的故事。
Let's turn back to the Old Testament Habakkuk chapter 1.
好，请翻到哈巴谷书第一章。
Let me tell you a little bit history.
让我再告诉大家有关他的历史。
We don't know much about his family background.
我们大家并不太知道哈巴谷他的家庭。
God raised him up for a purpose.
神高举他是有目的的。
To serve in his generation.
用他来为他的这一代人服务。
And at that time, he was serving in his country.
当他能够起来为他的国家服务的时候。
And the king of Judah was a wicked king.
犹大的国王那是一个起坏王啊。
And then as he looked at his country, everything is bad.
他这个王把他国家里面的每样事情都认为是不好的。
And everyone is trying to cheat each other.
所以每一个人在那个时代都互相欺骗。
There's no justice at all.
根本就没有正义。
Now, this prophet saw all this situation.
那这个先知，他知道所有的情况。
To ask a lot of questions.
他开始问一些问题。
At first, he looked at his own nation, but the problem of his own nation.
开始的时候他就来探讨他自己国家的问题。
And then as he looked at a little bit farther,
然后他看得更远一点。
There's another nation who is invading his own nation.
另外一个国家开始侵略他们的国家。
That was Babylon.
那就是巴比伦国侵略犹大国。
Now Babylon was a wicked nation also.
巴比伦是个很邪恶的国家。
And yet it was the most powerful nation in those days.
也就是在那个时代他最强大的国家。
Babylon defeated the army of Assyrians, 亚述国。
巴比伦的军队打败了亚述国。
And then later on, Babylonian army invaded Egypt and defeated Egypt.
又侵略了埃及，打败了埃及人。
Now, Assyrians and Egypt were the two major nations in those days.
亚述人和埃及人那个时候是在那个地区两个最强大的国家。
And yet, Babylon could defeat them.
但是巴比伦国打败了这两个国家。
And then, the Babylonian army invaded northern kingdom Israel.
然后巴比伦国应该是从北方入侵到南方这两个国家。
Now they are trying to invade the southern kingdom of Judah.
然后他们又要准备侵略犹大这个更南方的国家。
So Habakkuk was living in that kind of situation.
哈巴谷就生活在那个时代和那种情形之下。
Internally, there were so many problems.
在国内有很多的问题。
Externally, there's an enemy, armies invading them.
在国外有外敌入侵。
So he has a lot of questions.
他问了很多问题。
And first said, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?"
说神啊，我呼求你许久，你为什么不应允我的祷告呢
？Or cry out to you violence, but you do not save.
这样你并没有拯救我。
He's praying for his own nation, but it doesn't seem God answer listen to him.
他为自己的国家祷告，但是看起来神一点都没有应允他的祷告。
So from the following verses, he asked a series of questions. Why? Why? Why?
所以他问了很多问题，为什么？为什么这些都发生了？
And then in verse 5, God did answer.
然后在第一章第五节，神回答了。
But what God answered really shocked him.
但神所回答他的话让他震惊。
Verse 5 says, "Look at the nation and watch, and be utterly amazed. For I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told."
耶和华说："你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。"
God finally answered his prayer.
神最终回答了他的祷告。
God said, "I'm going to do something nobody would believe it."
神说："我要做一件事情，可能没有人相信。"
What is God going to do?
那么神会做什么呢
？Verse 6 says.I'm raising up the Babylonians, the ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling place not their own.
好，第六节，我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
They are verse 7. They were a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor.
好，接着第七节，他威武可畏，判断和势力都任意发出。
God said, "I'm going to do something. Nobody thought of it. Nobody would believe it."
神说，我要做一件事情，没有人会想到，没有人会相信。
I'm going to raise the Babylonian armies.
我要兴起那些巴比伦的军兵。
To destroy all these people, the nations.
然后毁灭所有地上的这个国家和人民。
It includes the nation of Judah.
包括犹大国的和人民。
Look at this situation.
看看这有这样的事情。
Now, even though Judah as a nation, as a whole, rebellious against God.
在那个时代，即使是犹大，他也是背逆神的话语的。
But there are still a small group of true believers, like Habakkuk.
仍然有一部分人，就像哈巴谷一样，他们是信靠神的。
God says, I'm going to use a more wicked nation to punish Judah.
神说，我要兴起那最邪恶的国和民来惩罚犹大国。
Well, Habakkuk had more problem.
但是哈巴谷有更多的问题。
And then as we turn to chapter 2,
到第二章，哈巴谷书第二章。
The first verse is, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampart. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I'm going to give to this complaint.
我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。
Well, God said, I'm going to use a more wicked nation, Babylon, to punish Judah.
神已经说了，他要兴起巴比伦人来惩罚犹大国。
So Habakkuk went up to the watchtower.
哈巴谷就到了这个守望所，守望楼上。
To wait for God's answer.
去等候神的回答。
God says,
神说，
One day I'm going to punish the Babylonians.
有一天我会惩罚巴比伦人。
I'm going to put them down, to destroy them.
我会把他们打倒。
God has his own plan, God has his own time.
神有自己的权柄，有自己的时间。
And then, Habakkuk learned a lesson.
那个时候，哈巴谷就学到了一个功课。
His faith began to revive.
他的脸就开始revive 重新。
And then he began to depend on God, to look up to God.
然后他就开始重新依靠神，仰望神。
And then we begin chapter 3.
然后我们开始第三章。
The dangerous situation hasn't been changed.
这些危险的情况并没有改变。
But his faith is begin to revive.
但是他的信心却已经开始复活。
And then later on, he wrote the third chapter as a hymn, as a song.To praise and sing to God.
然后他就写了第三章来赞美的诗歌。
So in verse chapter 3, second verse, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. O Lord, renew them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy.
Okay. 耶和华呀，我听见你的名声就惧怕。耶和华啊，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
Revive us in this day.
求你真是复兴我们。
Have mercy upon us.
真是怜悯我们。
And then, when we begin look at verse 16.
好，第十六节。
The English translation says, "I heard and my heart pounded." upon it. My lip quiver at the sound. A decay crept into my bones, and my leg tremble.
我听见耶和华的声音，身体震惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂，我在所立之处震惊。
Now our Chinese translation says, "I heard the voice of Jehovah." 好，
在我们中文翻译里面就说我听见耶和华的声音。
But the English translation doesn't have the name of God here.
但是英语的圣经里面没有说到耶和华的声音。
Now it could be translated.When he was on the watchtower, he heard the invading armies coming.
他也可以翻译成他在哈巴谷在守望楼上，他可以看见入侵的敌军。
And then the horses and the chariots are coming to his city.
正在驶向他的所在的这个国家和城市，兵马欢腾。
He trembled.
他在那震惊发抖，他不知道该怎么办才好。
Because danger is coming.
因为他已经看见前方的危险。
This situation reminds me when I was a little boy, when the Japanese came to our town.
这件事情就使我想起了当我小的时候，日本人侵略中国的时候，来到我们的小城的时候。
We heard about the invading Japanese army.
我们听到那个时候日本军队正在入侵我们的国家。
We close our door. We shut our door.
我们把所有的门都关上。
And then later on,
后来
we heard them marching on the streets.
我们就听见部队从街面上走过。
Oh, I was a little boy. I was so afraid.
那个时候我是个小男孩，我是真的害怕。
And the next day, you know what happened?
第二天，你知道发生了什么事情？
The soldier knocked on our door.
第二天，士兵来敲门。
Well, if we don't open it, they will kick it open.
如果你不开门，他就会把门踢开。
They have guns.
他们有枪。
So we open the door.
所以我们开开门。
The first word they said is, 花姑娘，花姑娘。
他们第一开门第一句话就是说花姑娘花姑娘
pretty girl they were looking for pretty girl
他们要找这个美貌的女孩
there were two young ladies staying at our home
那时候我在我们家有两个年轻的女士
one of them was fast enough climb over to the wall to hide between the two houses
有一个跑得够快，就在两个房子之间的隔墙里面躲起来。
The other one was too slow, and she was dragged into the bedroom.
另外一个动作慢了，就被拖到卧房里面。
Oh, I could never forget about the crying of that lady.
我永远都不能够忘记这位女士她的哭喊声。
I was told later on, the first 3 days.Of their occupation, the soldier could do anything they wanted.
后来他们告诉我，这些入侵的这些士兵，他们在头3天里面可以做任何想做的事情。
Raping, getting the jewelry, the precious things.
他们烧杀奸掳。
So that's the situation that Habakkuk was in.
这个就是哈巴谷那个时候看到的事情。
Now these are the external things, the danger of these invading armies.
这些就是在外部的，当外敌入侵的时候发生的事情。
Look at his domestic problem.
你看他国内的困难。
He says, later on he says, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, and so forth and so forth.
第十七节，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
There's such a domestic problem, no food at all.
在那个时候，什么都没有，粮食也没有。
You are all the things are there necessary food.
所有是列的这些都是都是粮食。
Everything is gone.
每一样都没有了。
even in this terrible situation.
在这种啊艰难的环境下面。
And verse 18 it says, Yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
This book begins of a serious question: Why?
啊，人们开始就是要问为什么这些发生在我身上？为什么
？This book ends with who?
这本书就回答你谁
？Who can solve the problem？
谁能够解决这些
？Who is controlling this world？
谁控制这个世界
？Who is going to defeat the most ruthless army？
谁能够赶走这些最凶恶的敌人？只有耶和华。
Something years back, I worked with a Christian brother doing some housework. He is from Hungary.
几年前，我和几位基督徒啊兄弟在做一件事情。他是来自啊匈牙利。
He told me a story about long time about the story of his own country.
他告诉我在他们国家发生的一个远久的故事。
In history, there's a Huns.匈奴，
历史上匈奴。
They're from Mongolia area.
他们是从蒙古那个地区过去的。
They became so powerful.
他们是如此的强大。
Later on, they invade China, became 元朝。
他们向南侵入中国，最后统治国家成为元朝。
So the Huns invade Europe.
他们向北侵入到欧洲。
They invade Hungary area.
一直到了匈牙利现在所在的地界。
And then they have a custom.
然后他们有一个
at night cry.
他们有一个风俗，当有一个小孩子晚上哭喊的时候。
You know how the mother will try to stop the baby from crying?
你知道那个妈妈那个母亲怎么样让这个小孩子不哭吗？
The mother will say, "The Huns are coming. The Huns are coming."
这母亲就会说，匈牙利人来了，匈牙利人来了。
匈奴啊，
匈
奴
啊，
匈
奴
人啊，The Huns are coming, the Huns are coming. Oh, the baby, stop crying.
好，这些个小孩立马就不哭了，因为害怕。
So even now, they use the same kind of thing, you know, the Huns are coming.
即使到现在，他们也用同样的话来吓小孩，匈奴来了。
Yeah, the Huns are very ruthless army.
匈奴人是极为残暴。
They invaded from Mongolia all the way to Europe.
他们向南向北侵略到中国和蒙古和欧洲。
Habakkuk learned a lesson.
哈巴谷学到了功课。
Trust in God.
要相信神，要信靠神。
And the verse 19 it ends, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights."
第十九节，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
God has given me strength to run.
神给我力量，让我奔跑像鹿一样。
God has given me a strength to climb the mountain top.
神给我力量，让我能够攀登高山。
I can see the valley below.
我可以看下面的深谷。
So this is his faith.
这就是他的信仰、信靠之处。
Faith is a victory.
他的信仰让他得胜。
As we look at this country, I must tell you.
当我们观看我们自己的国家的时候，我必须告诉你。
This nation was claimed to be founded by God's rules.
这个国家被称为是由神所创立、所统治的国家。
Many of the founders of this country were good believers.
我们这个国家的先驱、立国者都是信神的人。
But for the recent years, people are trying to get rid of the idea of God.
但是在最近这些年，有很多人他们想摆脱神。
In the school,
在学校里面，
you cannot read the Bible.
你不能够阅读圣经了。
And commencement exercise or ball game, you cannot begin with a prayer. I don't know about clinic.
在这个学校里面，你再也不能够背诵以前的这些十诫、诫命。
A few years back, when my youngest son graduated from high school,
几年前我的小儿子从高中毕业的时候
the principal knew that his father was a preacher, so they invited me to the commencement exercise and lead the prayer.
校长知道我是是个传道人，是个牧师，所以让我去引导这个祷告。
But now,
但是现在
they forbid doing this.
他们被禁止如此做了。
One of our neighbors was a good Christian. She told us one time.
我的一个邻居，他是个好基督徒。有一次，他告诉我
，She said, "If I bring my Bible and put on my desk in the classroom, I will be discharged."
他说，如果我把圣经带到教室，放到课桌上的话，我就会被勒令退学。
No more God.
在那里不再有神。
In our currency, in our coin, there's this phrase, "In God we trust."
在我们硬币上面印着 "In God we trust," 就是我们信仰神。
But some people are trying to sue to bring this suit to this up to the Supreme Court.
但你知道，有些人甚至把这个问题提到最高法院。
To delete this phrase, "In God we trust."
想把这句话，我们信仰神这句话去掉。
So this country spiritually is going down.
所以这个国家在信仰上正在走下坡路。
And no wonder God is using some drastic measure to teach us a lesson, to wake us up.
所以一点都不奇怪，神正在用很多的事件来让我们教导我们，让我们警醒。
So we are experiencing this depression, economic depression, recession.
所以我们正在经历这场大的经济衰退。
And we do not know when's going to be the end.
我们都不知道什么时候才会结束。
But I tell you.
但是我告诉你
，If we trust God, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
如果我们信靠神，就在隧道的尽头有神的光亮。
Please don't give up your faith.
你。请你不要放弃你的信仰。
How can we maintain our faith?
那么我们怎么样来保持我们的信仰呢
？First, do not look at circumstances.
第一件，你不要看这周围的事情。
Faith doesn't depend on circumstances.
你的信心并不在于周围的事情。
Whether good or bad, we don't depend on that.
不管是好是坏，你并不依靠那个。
Faith doesn't depend on others.
你的信心也不在乎其他人。
Faith doesn't depend on our own ability ourselves.
你的信仰也不在乎你自己的能力如何。
Yeah, we, well, most of you came from China. You are considered the cream of the crop.
我们在座的大部分人来自中国，你们是站在皇冠上的人。
If you are not better than average people, you will not be admitted to this country to study to do research.
如果你们不是比普通人更好，你们都不会来到这里。
But do not depend on yourself.
但是不要依靠你自己。
Faith is looking up to God.
你的信心是向天上仰望神。
He is the eternal God.
他才是永久、永恒、永在的神。
He is the never-changing God.
他永不改变。
He is the Almighty God.
他是无所不在、全知全能的神。
So, dear brothers and sisters, depend on God alone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请我们仰望、依靠神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
主啊，我们谢谢你的恩典，今天你借着古圣徒哈巴谷教导我们。让我们在信心软弱的时候能够有盼望，求主继续刚强我们的信心，好让我们这个经过这个恶劣的环境，能够升到高处，看得出是晓得是万事互相效力，叫爱你的人得益处。亲自求主亲自教导我们，我们也为我们有在座当中或者有朋友失业的，也求主帮助他们找到工作。有疾病软弱的也求主医治，有家里困难的求主帮助他们能够解决一切，家里小孩子已不顺服的也求主让我们有好的榜样能够教导他们。我们这样祷告交托是奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
Thank you.
好。